today on Family Talk.
Well, welcome everyone to Family Talk. That is a radio production of James Dobson Family Institute. I'm your host, Dr. James Dobson, and I'm delighted that you've chosen to join us for this broadcast. Today, you're going to hear a conversation between our own Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ronnie Floyd. Dr. Floyd is, of course, the head of the National Day of Prayer and has been since 2017. Dr. Floyd served as president of the Southern Baptist Convention, and he is the lead pastor of Cross Church. He and his wife, Jenna, have been married for over 40 years. They have two sons and seven grandchildren. Today, Dr. Floyd will briefly talk about his role with the National Day of Prayer and then discuss his new book, Living Fit. It explains what it really means to be a completely fit person in all aspects of your life. Here now is that conversation on this edition of Family Talk.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, and you're listening to Family Talk. I'm actually here in Dallas, Texas. We're at the 2018 Mega National Christian Counseling Conference. I've got a very special guest. He's actually a plenary speaker at the AACC Mega National Conference, Dr. Ronnie Floyd. Dr. Floyd, thank you for stopping by.
Tim, thanks for having me in Dallas this week, and love you and appreciate you and Dr. Dobson and all that you're doing for Christ.
Thank you. Dr. Floyd, hey, give us a quick update on National Day of Prayer. God moved you into that role. I know you're pastoring still there in Arkansas, but what's happening with National Day of Prayer?
Well, Tim, I was asked to become the president of National Day of Prayer in August of 2017, so that's how long I've been doing this, and we just finished our first year in relationship to walking through the actual National Day of Prayer, which is always the first Thursday of May annually. And so we had a fantastic growth, which is encouraging. High visibility, trended number one on Twitter on the National Day of Prayer at one point. The Lord's just blessed that ministry due to the favor of God alone because, you know, internally the organization is very small. But one day a year, God seemingly raises it up to have thousands and thousands of gatherings. Our national observance of the National Day of Prayer at Statuary Hall had over 1 million views of Facebook Live and literally was all over the globe through Daystar Television, God TV, Brio TV, and over 100 radio stations across the nation. So God really took it up, and we really forwarded the theme of unity, which was just right on target for the country. It's still on target for the country. The country's divided, angry, needs a touch from God and God alone.
Are you encouraged? Are you seeing some positive trends when it comes to the nation, Dr. Floyd?
I'm seeing positive trends in certain elements of policy that are being made in relationship to those matters. I'm seeing some positive things through local churches in America that are really making a difference and going forward with the right balance. As far as what I see in America spiritually, I think we're in a major warfare moment. It's almost like
the soul
of
the nation, soul of Christianity.
Absolutely.
Everything's on the table.
Absolutely. It's like God, you know, is in one corner and the enemy is in the other. And we're on the brink of a mighty move of the Lord, and yet there's this force and this power that is just raging with all sorts of emotion, which you and I have talked about offline some, and it's so real in today's world.
For years, people have been challenged in Christianity to call Washington,
right,
to believe that they're making a difference. Mm. Do you really feel like the truck driver there in Arkansas or the stay-at-home mom up in Pennsylvania really matter? I mean, they're listening. They want to believe that.
Sure.
I mean, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I believe they matter. I think every congressman and senator in their offices are always interested in what's going on. You know, the president, regardless of what someone thinks about him, he has a unique ability to speak to people from all walks of life. And with that, he can go straight to the heart of America over certain things, and he seemingly has a voice to much of the nation in that regard. But I think the most valuable asset across the nation are the local churches of America. If those almost 400,000 local churches would get their act together and really decide to be the salt and the light, then we could see a mighty difference in this country, not just for a moment, but for a long season, for a generation, if we would so choose.
It's all right now.
Absolutely.
It sure seems like it. Dr. Floyd, we're going to talk about a brand new book you have out called Living Fit, Making Your Life Count by Pursuing a Healthy You. Mm-hmm. I think it's very appropriate as we just talk about getting people to just zero in on their personal everyday walk, that they do matter. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate all of our listeners out there. I know Dr. Dobson is so grateful for our Family Talk community. We hear from so many of them. But Dr. Floyd, they come with a lot of brokenness. Mm-hmm. And life's filled with a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. And the pace, the pressure seems like unbearable at times. What's happening to us? Mm-hmm. I mean, on a personal level, what are you seeing? What do you see in your congregation? Mm-hmm. What really catches your attention? What keeps you awake at night when you think about the people around you and what they need to do?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Tim. I would say that we're all under it. You know, I think I would just encourage and comfort everyone that we all feel it. And so don't think you're alone. Don't think you're the only one. Don't think that you're on some island and you're totally out of touch. We are all feeling a deep state of resistance and oppression, I think, in relationship to just the war in this world, the war spiritually that goes on and rages in every church and every person's heart who knows Christ. There's that battle between the flesh and the spirit. And I think we have to tell people, take one day at a time. Don't try to, you know, conquer the kingdom in one day. Just go one day at a time. Life is a grind, Tim. You know, so many people get discouraged because they're in that grind. They're like that football player in the middle of the heated August days, in the middle of two-a-days. And, I mean, the heat is so strong. And the only problem is they don't need to see a Friday night at that point. They don't see a Saturday afternoon. And, boy, you can get discouraged. And that's where people see. They don't see a lot of the good. Keep your eyes where they need to be. Keep them on the Lord. Keep them on godly people who are encouraging you, and you be what you can be at whatever moment God gives you into this world.
If you're exhausted, burnout, stressed out, whatever, and well, I'll tell you what, you're right. I saw some stats recently. Upwards of 6 out of 10 Americans feel overstressed.
Yeah.
Something's got to change. Dr. Floyd, you chose that this time of your life to talk about living fit. And across a lot of domains in your everyday life, spiritually, physically, relationally, financially, emotionally. And I think everybody gets the need to get fit. But what makes your message, first of all, unique? How did it kind of give you a wake-up call? Why does it drive you?
Yeah. Well, thank you. I compare it to the dashboard of a vehicle. When you get inside of a vehicle, you start your vehicle, you drive down the road. You might pay attention to a couple of those gauges along the way, but there are a lot of gauges on your dashboard.
Oh yeah,
we just don't notice them. And you know, we might look at the fuel tank, and we should look at the speedometer a little bit more. And when we look at that, you know, we try to, you know, become what we need to become, and it reminds us where we are. And that's what life is like. I have said in the book that we have 5 gauges we need to pay attention to in life. We need to pay attention to our spiritual gauge, our physical gauge, our relational gauge, our financial gauge, and our emotional gauge. Because I deeply believe that if we don't get a hold of all those areas of life, we're going to live out of balance. We're not going to live the way we need to live in a fit manner. I say it this way, Tim. As your spiritual life goes, so goes the rest of your life. And if that's true, and I believe it is true, then that should impact the way we take care of ourselves physically. That should impact the way we take care of our relationships, our finances. And you know it well. This is what you do. That if you don't deal with all those 4 big matters, you have that emotional gauge out here that's like up, down, up, down, up, down. And it most of the time reflects this volatility that so many people live in. We got to pay attention to all the gauges. What we typically do is that we end up waiting until that gauge sends off a caution light in our life. And that's too late. And we need to be paying attention to it, being diligent, being intentional in our living. And I think the Lord will really help us to move toward a state of fitness. And fitness doesn't mean perfection. It means progression in a positive way. And that's the way we need to look at it.
So I have in my mind five different lanes in front of me. And what I've seen happen is one of them gets out of kilter.
That's right.
It becomes all-consuming. And it isn't that you don't care about the other areas, but you stop giving attention to them.
Right.
And so when this one's out of kilter, the rest of them will go out of kilter.
Right.
And then your whole life is like sideways.
Absolutely. Yeah, and what happens is so oftentimes in the life of those of us that are followers of Christ, and many of your listeners are, we tend to look at the spiritual gauge more than the rest of them. And we think, man, my spiritual life's doing good. I'm taking care of business here, you know. And then all of a sudden, I have all these other things that are going off in my life, and my finances are a wreck, or my relationships are a disaster. And there's something not right about that, Tim.
Yeah.
I mean, you and Dr. Dobson, you have done this your whole lives. You know the challenges people have relationally. And you know, when we're carrying that backpack of anger and regret and so much stuff, it's hard to get along with people, and it's hard to be what we need to be.
Well, what happens is your mind gets lost into that zone. And you can't get outside of it. And all you think about, all you're consumed about, if you're getting pounded, if you're out of control, you live in this tight box.
Absolutely.
And your mind gets consumed. And by the way, the mind can be a very free place, a beautiful place, or it can be a very dark and turbulent place.
That's right.
And that's where it gets stormy. That's where it gets really out of control, Dr. Floyd. That's not easily broken.
No.
But what you're saying, and I learned this about depression. I learned that depression is best understood as a theory of disengagement. In other words, as you get away from your lanes, as you stop giving attention to them, you get lost in this darkness. That's what starts happening. To overcome depression, it's a theory of engagement.
Yeah.
To get back involved in touching all those areas, those lanes, so that you can get them going in a direction that pulls you with it and breathes life into you. And so, Dr. Floyd, and we know this. I wrote down in my side notes some comments out of your book that when you get lost, you start feeling insecure. You start feeling a lot of failure, shame, pain, trapped, hopeless, helpless, stressed, depressed. I mean, it just starts flooding. So let's say someone's listening right now, got my hand up, that's me. Okay, the invitation call is has been made, and I'm saying I'm coming forward. Where do we start? Dr. Floyd, I know you said the spiritual domain is the anchor, it's the rudder here. What one or two things would you say, hit this button right here? This is important.
All right. I would base that off a couple of things. Number one, I would base it off that people need the Lord. And it doesn't matter whether you know Christ, you still need the Lord. You need the Lord every day. You need to know that you're not alone. And there's nothing like the companionship of God in your life. And then I would say a second thing, and that is people need each other. And so that touch point, you talked about the touch points. I would go to the touch point of a relationship because you need people. And what happens when people get depressed, they don't feel like people care about them. I mean, they have a number done on them, and they start believing the wrong things. They become deceived. And what they must do is do the very thing that they don't want to do, and that is engage. That is engage in relationships, because people can pull you up, find you somebody that you somewhat can trust, and pour your heart out. Man, I've struggled. I've walked through some dark days. And I need you to help me. I need somebody to help me and pull me up. I mean, we've been there in our lives. And most of us, if not all of us, have been there to a degree. But, man, we need to know we need people. And I am a big time believer in relationships.
I love that.
And
you know, they
too
say,
many people are disengaged.
They say the antidote to trauma is relationship. When there's bombs going off in your life, the antidote is you better find somebody
absolutely
to hold on to.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Moses? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
To prevail in the battle.
No doubt about it.
Huh?
That's right.
Somebody to hold your arms up.
That's right.
Up.
Aaron and her, they held him up.
In the multitude of counselors, there's safety.
That's right. That's right.
But the tendency is to feel like you're alone and lost and like there's nobody there for you. Mm-hmm. Dr. Floyd, what do you say to someone spiritually when their heart's crying out and saying, God, why aren't you showing up? Yeah. When are you going to do something? Lord, you know we can't take anymore. We can't have anything else go on. We can't do this anymore. God, will you show up? What do you say to them?
Well, I want to go back to the relationship. I would go back to the relationships of Christian men and women that can help you through that time and can encourage you. I would once again just really lift up the priority of the local church in your life because you really need the local church. You need a body of Christ near you. And that's part of that whole point about relationships. And so I would just encourage us to go back to God and go to people that can carry you, people who can lift you up. You mentioned the battle a while ago, and you remember when Aaron and Hur were lifting up the arms of Moses. We all need that. I'm reminded of what happens when a person faces military warfare. I mean, they tell you what? Grab a buddy. I mean, they'll tell you if you want to learn how to, even in the physical world of taking care of your body, one of the greatest ways to move forward and take you up is work out with a buddy. Make that buddy accountable and you be accountable. And so it just goes again and again at every level of life, especially when we are facing dark, troublesome, overwhelming times. We need God and we need people. And so just keep on engaging, engage, engage, engage. And sooner or later, remember, it's a grind. Sooner or later, the emotion in a positive way is going to catch up. I was thinking today, I finished up the book of Job today reading. And you know, in that last few chapters of Job, when Job replies to God, then Job said, you know, to God, no plan of yours can be thwarted. No plan of yours can be cut off. And we need to remember that we serve a sovereign God who is over all, in all, through all, and he's got you. He's got you. He's got you in his hand. He's in total control. The whole world around you, including your world, may seem like an absolute wreck and devastation, but God's there. And God's got you, even when he appears to be silent.
Psalm 46,
absolutely.
He's in the midst of it.
Absolutely.
He's in the midst of it.
Yeah.
He's in the midst of it. Be still and know that I'm God. Hey, you're listening to Family Talk, a ministry produced by the James Dobson Family Institute. I'm your host today, Dr. Tim Clinton. Our special guest in studio, Dr. Ronnie Floyd, pastor, leader of the National Day of Prayer, man that God is using mightily in our day to call us back to him. And Dr. Floyd, we're talking today about being fit. And it isn't about just being physically fit, even though I want to go there next.
Sure.
It's every lane in your life. Get them dialed in.
Absolutely.
Dr. Floyd, before we leave the piece on connecting with God spiritually, and there's so much in your book, can we ask God about our dreams? You know, years ago, the prayer of Jabez with Bruce Wilkinson was such a big, hot issue.
Sure.
But, I mean, where's your take on all that?
Well, I believe that we obviously can give our dreams to God, and we can ask God what his dreams are for our life. I think the book of Habakkuk makes that real clear. We know that it's all over the Word of God. The Bible says again and again and again, in fact, there are 8 times that I find in the Scripture, when God asked the prophets, what do you see? What do you see? I think what God's asking them is, what's your dream? What do you see me wanting to do in your life? What do you see is happening around you? And then I think, as I talk about in the book, while I don't believe that the prayer of Jabez is a hoop that we jump through to get God's attention, I believe this about the prayer of Jabez. The Bible says that Jabez prayed, and then he gave his prayer, and then what did God say? And God answered his prayer. Let's just make it real clear. If he prayed and God answered him, I want to learn what that brother prayed. and he was praying about his life. He was praying about his dreams.
Wow.
He was saying, God, bless me. Take care of me. Give me your grace. I can't go forward. God, I want you to take me and enlarge my influence, my boundaries for the gospel, for the move of the Lord in my life. God, I can't do it without the power of God. You've blessed me so much. I got to have the power of God. And God, I need you to protect me from harm. Because God, I can't do this on my own. I need you to surround me like a shield of protection. And that's where we need to live. He prayed. God answered, I need that. I'm in. All in for that.
Every day, suiting up, showing up, doing what you need to do to keep that spiritual lane strong.
Absolutely.
Dr. Floyd, you also jumped into the area of taking care of yourself physically.
Yeah.
Talk to us about it. What's the one or two key pieces that God taught you here?
Mm. Well, I think, Tim, it comes back to having a strong conviction. And I have this conviction that if I am being all God wants me to be in all areas of my life, I have to deal with certain things about my physical being. In other words, I know that it doesn't matter how much I work out, and I work out 6 days a week. Doesn't matter how many miles I run several days a week. Doesn't matter how much I do that, I know it's not going to lengthen my days. The question is, that's not on me, that's on God. That's already been determined, the scripture says.
Yeah.
But I can determine this, how well I live.
I love
that. I can't determine how long I live, but I can determine how well I live.
Love that.
And to the degree that I'm fit in all areas, but the physical, I mean, we can't deny that. I mean, we know when we're feeling better, we're healthier. We see things better. We feel better about ourselves, but we also see life clearer. And then when we perhaps put on too much weight, or we get discouraged with some illness we've had, or we've broken something, I mean, that becomes very discouraging. I'm sure you've counseled so many people through the years that have had various aches and pains in their bodies, and they become absolutely devastated with depression or just being overwhelmed. Is there a way out? Is there a way out? That can be absolutely devastating to a person's life. Well, I'm taking a positive perspective. The positive perspective is what? The positive perspective is, if I take care of myself to the best of my ability, that doesn't mean I don't do this or do that, but I mean, I take care of myself reasonably, then I'm going to be able to be a better vessel if God so chooses to use me. It's about being fit in all areas so I can be ultimately fit before the Lord.
Dr. Floyd, I didn't even realize it. We're out of time. Day one, talking about living fit, making your life count by pursuing a healthy you. Would you mind just staying here so we could get a part two out of this? Mm. We've got to go through this. We've got so much more to cover here. I think we'd really appreciate that.
Thank you, Tim. It's always a joy.
Well, this is Family Talk, and you've been listening to the first part of an interview between Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ronnie Floyd. We've run out of time today, but you can hear the remainder of their discussion tomorrow. Find the link to Dr. Floyd's new book, Living Fit, at today's broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. I also encourage you to be part of the upcoming National Day of Prayer that will occur on May the 2nd, 2019. That's a ways off, but this is a good time to start praying for our nation if you're not doing so already. The theme for next year's event is pulled from the words of Jesus in John chapter 13, which says, "Love one another just as I have loved you." And I can't think of a better subject to help heal the anger and division that exists in today's world. And you can learn more about the National Day of Prayer on our broadcast page as well. Before we end this program, I want to remind you that right now is a great time to partner with us at James Dobson Family Institute. From today through the remainder of 2018, every dollar you give will be doubled thanks to a very generous matching grant. This match will stay in place until we've hit our target, and we rely entirely on your support all year long, and especially as we head into the winter months. I hope you will stand with us in our fight for marriages and families going into 2019. This is a lot of fun, folks. Help to make it possible. Learn how you can partner with us and participate in our end-of-the-year matching grant by going to drjamesdobson.org or call 877-732-6825. Join us tomorrow for part two of Dr. Clinton's conversation with Dr. Ronnie Floyd here on Family Talk.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.